Daniel Bedingfield with a song titled If You're Not the One, bringing us to 14 minutes past 6 here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. And it is time to get into the day's top business news, starting with the Reserve Bank's comments and concern over financial stability. According to the central bank, the central bank's latest financial stability review, the country's deteriorating fiscal position has been identified as a high risk factor to South Africa's financial stability. It also indicates that lower than expected tax revenue collection, coupled with the rising contingent liabilities of state-owned enterprises, contribute to the country's poor fiscal position. Economist at economists.co.za, Mike Schüssler, joins us for this discussion. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening.
First of all, what should we make of these comments at a time where we've heard the finance minister having discussed this at length and acknowledging the challenges that face South Africa at this point?
It's a very interesting situation where we have the central bank basically saying we're very worried about what we're doing in South Africa at the moment. Our debt to GDP is rising very rapidly, and they putting this out there is very, very meaningful. It means that they think there's a big chance things are not going to work out. It is going to impact on the country's economy. Obviously, they are concerned about the inflationary impact from a fiscal point of view. So there's a chance that interest rates could be increasing. Obviously, it is a big concern that state-owned enterprises are not doing well. They're certainly not sustainable at the moment. And this was really very straight talk from the South African Reserve Bank, and that is the long and the short of it. It's just them saying we don't think South Africa should be here. It's not a very good and comfortable position for the country to be in, and obviously the finance minister is looking in rather poor shape when our central bank says that.
Is it uncommon that the central bank would come out with such strong statements, particularly this year where we've seen a lot of political influencer filter into the sentiment where business is concerned, where economics are concerned?
Well, I think that's, I really don't know of other central banks that have gone out and done that so straightforward. I mean, there's been many a central bank, I think, that have said that they're worried about inflation, that they are worried about a fall in the currency, that they don't think the finance or the treasury is doing everything it can. But I think this was rather very, very straightforward. So, no, it's very uncommon, I think. I don't know of any other central bank in the world that's done it.
Should we see this as yet another nudge at government to get its house in order? And will we start seeing some sort of results, even though the year is coming to an end?
I think the results that we're seeing at the moment is obviously that the rand's weaker. I'm not quite sure how the government is going to address this situation, but it's very, very likely that they will have to react to it. And it's also very likely that the actual rating agencies will also, I think they'll view it positively that the Reserve Bank is still seen as independent. They will see it, however, as a bit problematic in that the Reserve Bank itself thinks that it may influence our stability. And certainly the Moody's or the S&P of this world will take that to heart.
Mike, do we expect sentiment then to worsen over South Africa's economic situation as we head towards that governing ANC election conference in December?
Yeah, I think we're already in such a weak position here that I don't think how much more weaker we can get. But certainly that uncertainty as we run up into that election for the end of the year, for the leadership of the ANC, it's certainly not going to get any better soon. I think what we can hope for is that there's some sort of redress after, say, the holidays, that we see some sort of movement forward for the country, because right now things are not looking very healthy.
Lastly, what do we expect then from rating agencies as we reach the end of 2017?
I think the chances are very good that we're going to get a downgrade before the end of the year from one of the two majors that have still got us in investment grade. That's unfortunately the way I see things.
Thank you so much for your input. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Economist at economists.co.za, Mark Schüssler, talking to us about the Reserve Bank's comments and concern over financial stability in South Africa.